Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Shavonna Robert Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland Nelson Bowman Lombardi.
The bracketologist.
The bracketologist. The fashionista.
Not.
Bio babe. Coach Nelson, the greatest football coach who's never walked a sideline. And never will. And the co-host of Culture Club HTX celebrating our 100th episode today. How did we get here? I am, of course, here with my beautiful, brilliant bestie who's black and bossy.
Oh, God. Back to that.
I'm bossy, too. I'm just not black.
Finally, only 100 episodes.
No, we call it leadership at my house.
She admits it, though. Finally on the air. I know you're bossy, ma'am. Finally. Took one.
She doesn't
episodes.
Even know who she is. She has not
Shavonna Robert
herself.
Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, the executive producer, the eighth wonder of the world, and the parliamentarian.
Yay. We need one today because the bracketologist appears to have misspoken.
Out. Check this out. So we did a tutorial earlier this week to fill out our brackets because we decided...
It's March Madness.
March Madness. Bracketologist over here. We're doing the bracket.
And it's not for any pro sport.
So right. Which was confused about at first. Anyway, so we start filling out the bracket together and we do the first round and then we need to do some research. And so that was the deal. And then we would finish it before the game started, which they started today.
The first round we were finishing.
Yeah. No.
You did the whole thing?
No. Listen, so check this out. We would do it, did the first round, and I said, in the tutorial, someone wasn't listening. I said, the way it works is you fill the whole thing out before the first game starts, which is not until Thursday. So this one was like, okay, cool. She sends a text. I completed my bracket. I'm like, oh, great. We get here today. What have you done, lovely?
I filled out the first round.
Right. What we did together, she just wrote it down.
No, I added a few because you were doing research and I didn't hear the research, so I had to gut it out.
But I
picked better than you, oh, researcher.
Okay. So the point is she finished the bracket, which means...
In ink.
All of your people still in? All your teams?
Who's played? One team has played. Who else?
No, four games today. It's only one.
But only one is completed, I think.
No, four have completed.
Four completed.
So I don't know. How do we know?
How do we
this
know?
This is Thursday, by the way.
So
everybody.
When you do a bracket, you watch at least the ticker to see what your teams are doing.
Well, I won one.
Who?
Wisconsin, right? Didn't I win that? Or did I lose it?
Okay, so we're going to go back to you being the greatest
whatever,
football
I won. I picked the right one, but I didn't pick. I can't remember what it was.
Anyway, we're in sports, as you may see and know now, and bracketology is what we're talking about.
Welcome to Coach Nelson's Corner, even though Coach Nelson is really going to be bowing to magical, mystical... Michael over here, our basketball wizard.
Okay,
yeah.
Magical, talk to us. What's
Let's
happening?
Let's talk. It's like
March
exciting.
Madness is happening. It's happening.
It's very exciting. At the time of this recording, we have a possible major upset in Duke. It's down currently to Siena. So this is a big deal.
That takes me out.
That takes a lot of people out.
Well, you know, Duke,
who's
the rings bad rubbish.
They're a
Is it
school
like Gonzaga, so it's not actually a school?
Oh, no, Gonzaga is famous.
No, but they're not a school. They just have basketball. Because have you ever met a human who went to Gonzaga in your whole life? Have you, Magical?
I don't even know.
In real life, no.
Exactly. Nobody
in real life,
has.
No.
Literally, nobody I know knows any actual human.
Is there a campus?
Who exactly.
There is.
It's at SpaceX.
It's not at SpaceX.
No, I've never met a person. I've met a lot of people. I've never met a person.
Jalen Suggs, he's an NBA player. He played there.
No, they're basketball players there. They wear jerseys, but that went to university and graduated from Gonzaga. Nobody. If you went to Gonzaga, send us a note.
Yeah, please, with the location.
Because we will be
and
surprised.
A photograph of the campus.
And a photograph of you walking across the stage at your commencement.
I better not catch you using AI.
And if it's AI, we're going to shame you. All right, so then who else? So if Duke is out, then does that blow up your bracket?
It would if they prove to lose by the end of this. They haven't left yet. But if they do lose, that would hurt my bracket. I have them in the final four. In my right. final four.
So then we also talked about this. So lovely, when we were doing the bracket, remember I explained. So technically, it's rare that people get every single pick right across the entire bracket.
I think already with the Wisconsin High Point game, with that being what it is, 60% of brackets are already busted at this point.
So does that mean if you're betting, then you lose? Or do people say,
I guess it depends on how people bet. Like if they're betting per round, per game, or if you bet like Wisconsin to go far, you're screwed. You're done. First weekend, first day.
Do you think people are going to cheat and like go to redo a bracket?
I don't think you can.
I can't cheat. No, but I can get another sheet.
Oh, you mean
if it's on paper? Yeah, there's a chance.
The bracket that you never actually completed. No. All right. So we have some stuff that's coming up here. So Toyota Center, we will host the South Regional, which is March 26th through 28th, and maybe Houston will be in that because that'll be Sweet 16/Elite 8, right, Magical? What do you think? You think you're
correct?
Gonna make it?
I think so. I think U of H is strong enough to make it that far. While their offense has struggled a bit at times, they're not as deep as they once were in that front. Mm-hmm. They don't have a guy that is going to get a bucket necessarily in those moments. Mm-hmm. Kingston, Fleming, and Emmanuel Sharp can still do enough.
They're the number two seed in the South region, right?
Mm-hmm. Look at you,
that is a big deal.
What are they? I
mean, I was curious at some of the numbers that were by some of these schools. Like, hello, not U of H.
Yeah, but in general.
Yeah, in general.
And they were the, I think, fifth favorite
this
entering
the Bob
tournament.
Bowman Memorial.
Yes. Shout out to you,
March
Bob.
Madness.
So the other thing is, so one of the ESPN analysts went on to say that because of name, image, likeness, one of our least favorite things about collegiate sports, that the tournament upsets aren't happening anymore. Well, I'm guessing they're taking that back, considering that Wisconsin just
So why didn't they think they were happening? Because people were staying in college?
Well, no, because the bigger schools get the better players. So if you're a small school like Miami, Ohio, then...
you weren't going to.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Miami, Ohio last night. Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah, I disagree with that. Because just basketball... Right. Just basketball in general, you can have the best players on the court, but if you're, this is going to sound very cliche, but if you don't form a good team on the floor,
come on, John Wooden.
You know, you're not going to
put on your socks properly,
exactly.
Tie your shoes properly.
It's not your night.
You go on runs. Yeah. As we're seeing like right now with Duke should
What's
be blowing
score?
Out
What's
Siena.
The
at the last I saw it was 58-53.
Ooh,
and it's in the second half, like less than 10 minutes left in the second half. Like, Duke has NBA players that are going to be drafted, possible
tomorrow.
Number one pick. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Siena may have a
we
guy.
Don't know where it is.
We still, yeah, exactly.
Like, we don't know Siena either.
If you're,
it's next to Gonzaga
in America.
It's next to Gonzaga.
It is America.
Okay, so
this is all American teams. Mm. I'm kind of still confused over the world, whatever it was, of baseball.
Oh, World Baseball Classic. Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
That was cool.
Yeah. Other than us losing.
Sadly,
hey, we deserve to.
Okay, so let's move on to the World Cup. With that, we just went real, negative.
We weren't negative. They just outplayed us, and it was kind of exciting for Venezuela. They never won before.
So there's a countdown happening with the World Cup. I think we're on day, 86 or 3 or something now.
Something like that,
It started at the 100-day countdown. So have you been seeing the billboards around town, lovely?
I have not.
Yeah, so there's one right here at the corner of 610 and San Felipe, and they change it every day.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Right
so
by
it's
your house.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's
side.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
There's also soccer balls. They painted the soccer balls on the bridges.
On the bridges. Would that they would fix the streetlights so you could see the soccer balls.
Come on. We're going to stay on task here.
That is so hard for me. Okay. When I saw those soccer balls, think of was the darkness and the wreck.
I don't even want to talk about the next point in this story, which is that
they did
a grid test, center point, and the COO, Jesus Soto, said that the power grid can handle 500,000 visitors for the 7 NRG matches. Well, guess how many people are scheduled to come? 500,000. But What about the ones who are already? What about the people who are already here? Yeah, he didn't talk about that. So who knows? Maybe the World Cup will be played at dark. I don't know. Maybe it'll be a dark out, blackout.
Or we have a roof we can open and they can play, in the afternoon.
Put on headlamps. And just
all
go
games.
For it.
Yeah, there you go. Games in the afternoon, right?
No, it's going to be 4,000 degrees. It's in June. Yeah.
So these people are used to playing outside, right?
Okay. Most,
I don't think soccer stadiums are domed so much, are they? They're open air.
I don't think so. Yeah. Especially like European ones. No,
yeah,
I don't think so.
In Europe, not in Tejas. Anyway, so economic boom.
Yeehaw.
So we could make up to $500 million. Well, there will be allegedly in direct spending from all of these visitors. And so... what do you think about that?
Oh, interesting. Infrastructure upgrades. Okay. Sorry. 80-plus blocks resurfaced downtown to benefits posted. Let me just say, they have been resurfacing for a year in my neighborhood.
Magical, what's our
time? No one's ever out there except the cones.
The cone business. Are we back to the cone business?
And the cone people.
The cone people and the cone business. What was it? The cone people and something else. You said that were in cahoots.
Oh, it was the engineers with our former mayor. But I love you, Mayor Whitmire. You know this. But what do you owe the cone people?
So,
this is crazy.
I just like how we're in sports and we've gone to infrastructure.
We're
going
to go to infrastructure anytime I can.
Oh,
because if anybody who can do anything lights. It's
you
not lights and trash. It's lights and traffic.
Czar.
I should be the infrastructure czar.
Yeah. I think
I don't think there is one.
Because I can just imagine you driving around reporting streets and potholes.
No problem. Like this.
I can just see it. I can see you.
So back to the World Cup, just so you know.
What?
We have a quote. Oh, did you read the quote? The World Cup is a once-in-a-generation opportunity for Houston. Our teams are committed to powering every moment, whether it's the lights at NRG Stadium. We already discussed that. Hotels hosting international guests or the fan festivals downtown.
On the newly
so says Jesus Soto, Center Point Chief Operating Officer.
I think we should take a break. But before we do.
So I just have to say one thing before we leave sports.
Okay. Is it going to be about sports or infrastructure? And
both. It's a shout out.
Okay.
Shout out to our sports crew.
Yeah.
Magical, Mystical Michael, our basketball expert.
Thank you.
Our football husband, Rusty Burnett, and our former center point executive, our baseball boyfriend, Scott, who would not send me anything about
anything.
The game last night, baseball up, nothing.
You know, because you know what he's decided now that he's no longer a correspondent.
Oh, no.
Part of the show.
He
remember?
Wasn't going to be prepared to come on, so he's not sharing.
Oh, okay.
He was invited for today.
And then also Rick Smith, who is our resident football executive expert.
And our heartthrob. Well, he is.
Let's take a break. See, this is how you go off task. We'll be back.
There's nothing off task about that.
Rick Smith.
Rick Smith being fabulous. No, nothing.
We'll be back.
Bye.
Feel this way. Take them to the chorus. Come here, girl.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Come to the back.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Are you a business owner and looking for a fun and low-cost way to advertise? Yes? Super. You should join our Culture Club HTX crew. Visit us at cultureclubhtx.com and click on Culture Club HTX crew or send us an email at connect@cultureclubhtx. You'll be happy you did.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now it's time to talk some business with Lisa Holland Nelson and Shavonna Robert Schreiber inside the Huntington Bank Studios.
And we're back.
Hi.
I'm Lisa Holland Nelson Bowman Lombardi. The fashionista.
Caller of the heartthrobs.
Caller of heartthrobs.
You are.
A correct caller of heartthrobs.
Hey. No.
Fashionista, bio babe. What else was that?
Coach Nelson.
Coach Nelson, the greatest football coach who never walked a sideline. And the bracketologist.
Because
I filled out my bracket. Not. All that to say, I'm also co-host and co-founder of Culture Club HTX. And if you're just watching this segment or listening to this segment, this is our 100th segment that we're here recording.
Do people still raise the roof?
Yeah, like every time a little raise the roof thing. Hey.
Can we do this?
We can do
very
whatever
diplomatic.
We want, whether we use it or not. Anyway, I'm here with my beautiful, brilliant, bestie, bossy, black. I'm bossy and not black. We've established that.
Siobhan and Robin Shriver, the other half of Culture Club HTX, also co-founder, executive producer, eighth wonder of the world, parliamentarian, and we're in business. We're your business voice.
We have great business stuff.
Come on.
We're going to talk about South by Southwest. I'm very excited. SXSW, March 12th to the 18th. Every year it's around my birthday. Uh-huh. You know, they do it for me. The one time I actually went, which I would say to anyone, don't go unless you're on a panel. It's got to be a zoo otherwise.
Yeah.
But the panel was on my birthday. So that was
very cool.
It was especially for me. But this was the 40th South By. New format, all four pillars, innovation, film and TV, music and comedy ran together over the 7 days. So crossovers between tech people, filmmakers and musicians were way more intense. AI, apocalyptimism. I love that. Apocalyptimism.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing.
Is the new mood.
It is for the South by Southwest crew. I don't think for anybody else it is. Because our story says that it shifted from AI will kill everything to AI is scary and genuinely useful and probably everything in between.
So I've got something to say about this. What a surprise.
Go ahead.
Most of you have heard me talk about our new Astounds Blast.
Yes.
Okay. Which we put together, and we've just had these extraordinary results from taking a blog post and basically blasting it out to 400 different channels, which link back to you. So you get incredible traffic, linkage, high recognition, all the things. And interestingly enough, I thought it was going to be this independent thing that you just could buy one of and everything was great. Guess what?
What? No.
With all the AI and all the, it's a piece of what we call SEO. SEO, which includes AEO and GEO. I mean, it's all the same thing. It is all about search. Acronyms. A is just searching an answer engine.
Right.
G is location-based search. It's all search, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. And it all comes back to a landing spot, which
hopefully
better be great. And that landing spot is your website.
Hopefully.
So it better be great. So with all of this magic and all the change and all the things, it's not all that changed, but you really need an expert to handle it. I'm just saying.
No,
that.
You do.
It's scary is what it is, but it isn't.
Well, I mean, I was presenting at the University of Houston Small Business Development Center this week. They had SBDC Day, which is like a national deal. And I was a keynote at the one here in Houston. And we talked, obviously,
Will you be sharing your keynote speech? Did they video it so you could share it? Mm-mm. Darn.
No. But I could talk to you about it.
I think you should.
So of course, all the businesses in the room, about 100 people, were asking, you know, and what about AI? So I had a whole section on that. And what you just said, I think, is the most important thing, which is your digital property that you own, which hopefully is your website, not LinkedIn because you don't own that, not a social media site of any sort because you don't own that, needs to be where you engage, collect information from your customers and prospective customers.
Absolutely.
Period.
It's where you
paragraph.
Get what you want.
Well,
whatever
but it's
it
like,
is.
It's so interesting to me because I gave an antidote. I can't tell you how many organizations, I'm sure you've experienced this, that they don't collect client information. They just rely on Instagram or Facebook and then they get kicked out and then they can't talk to anybody.
Right.
And then their business goes choop.
Yep.
And so to your point, now with all of the magic that's happening with search that you just laid out, I feel like websites and their functionality and ease of navigation is more important than it ever has been.
Without a doubt. Yeah. And obviously, mobility, how easy it is to use on a mobile device. And that mobile device is a smartphone.
Right.
I mean, you can pretend it's your laptop
or your tablet
or any of that stuff. It is a smartphone.
Could you imagine somebody walking around with their laptop like, hold on, let me look this up on my laptop on the corner.
Well, I think about this thing like it's going to be mobile. Like I can go anywhere and do anything. Guess what? I'm not connected and I can't. And I get all, wow, what is this?
What
I have to work. I have to get on a
hot spot?
Yeah.
What is that? Yeah. So I will say, I said then, and I was at my presentation, and I'll say it now. I remember Y2K. Do you remember Y2K?
Yes.
And everyone thought the world was going to explode. Well, right. Here we are 26 years later. It's fine. I think the same is true with AI. I think it's just another big tech switch where you need to just get with the program.
That's right.
This is what's
happening. I don't disagree with
you. Get with the program. So back to South by Southwest. So despite all the tech talk, music is really
how it started.
That's how it started in the heart and soul.
That's right.
Of South by Southwest.
Lots of creative star power here. Steven Spielberg, Serena Williams, Riz Ahmed, Jane Fonda,
yep,
Michelle Pfeiffer, Jamie Lee Curtis. I mean, stacked film slate. I mean, like all the
and
new films.
And then Alanis Morissette, Jack Johnson, Ty Dolla $ign, who's Lovely's favorite. We're all, what?
Who is Ty Dolla $ign?
So
I don't think I've ever seen that before. I did see that in the paper this week.
Okay.
Maybe it was this article. I don't know.
Okay.
Do
so,
you know him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to confirm with the youngster in the
meeting. Youngster. Well, a word I haven't heard in 100 years.
I
youngster.
Know. Well, he is.
Youngster. Do people still say that? Youngster? Well, you just did. So South by Southwest remains one of
I
the
am
places.
A boomlennial.
Boomlennial in the building.
Yeah.
Raised room.
Yeah.
Where
youth.
You're a youth. Where tech, culture, and media all come together to test out new ideas, talk about what's new, what's next, what's hot, what's fresh. So, yeah, it's a fun place. You know, it's interesting because Austin is still tiny. And a lot of folks, are they Austinites? They leave if they're not a part of the festival.
Oh. Well, they do it during spring break. So the university's empty. Because otherwise you couldn't move around.
Right. You just
if you get all these
the
people here for
Congress.
South by, you're stuck. If that's what you're going for. You know, no, it has to be during spring break.
Yeah.
Because they can't have the however many there are on campus.
Plus
and there's more
50,
than
000.
One campus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a few other schools in Austin that nobody knows about.
So
St. Ed's, some others.
Another business thing that we need to talk about. Well, first of all, are there any other business things we need to talk about? I know we're going to talk about Women's History Month. But that's not in business, but that's part of business. But any other business things that are happening this
Did I
week?
One? I didn't put my list over here.
You didn't put your list over
well,
here?
Well, South By was my was
just the,
big,
the
thing.
Big the big thing.
But there was other things.
Oh,
that were going
the boba. Is it boba? Is that what it's called, magical?
Yeah.
Boba.
Do you like boba?
I like it.
My child is an addict, and all the grand girls are now also.
So here's the thing.
They have boba in Glenwood Springs.
Explain to me the mystique. Because it's just like a chewy ball. Like
no,
what?
It's tapioca.
Whatever.
Yeah,
but
tapioca.
Like, it's just chewy. Like, what? Why?
Yeah.
Is there really a draw, or is it just like a fad? Like, what is
no,
it?
No, it's been around.
The
I mean,
fad of Laura Max Rose is 20
no, but
years
I mean,
old already.
No, but I guess what I'm saying is there people do things because it's like wearing high socks. It's like, is it really comfortable? No, but it's like what you do if you're cool. Like, both.
No,
like, is
people,
it good? Is it? Does it taste good?
I mean, for as long as I can remember, it's been a...
But does
it has
taste
no taste.
Good? Is it
it's just a lump,
exactly.
Right?
I guess it depends on where you go. There's a good one in Chinatown.
But what does it taste like, Magical?
There's so
tapioca.
Many, yeah, tapioca and
like
flavor.
Mixed,
there's
like chocolate.
There's some different
well, it
things.
Is flavor. They flavor it
mm-hmm.
to
the
go
boba
in the drink.
Is it sugar?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's sugar. I think it's starch.
Mm.
It's
I'm
like starch,
sure.
Like
yeah.
Pure starch.
That just
kind of
feels like...
Oh, like tapioca.
So
I mean,
it sounds like you need to try some boba.
You know, I'm not sure, but what I did try, and I have to tell you, that was fantastic. Shout out to Flower Child. They have a new poke bowl.
Uh-huh.
It's divine.
With what? What's the
tuna?
Okay.
Radish, cucumber, some like green business, and the sauce is all gluten free.
Perfect.
It's delicious.
That sounds perfect
it
for me.
It's so good. I was like, I'm going to eat this every day.
Okay.
It's $18 though, so I don't
okay.
know. But yeah, delicious. But anyway.
I might be, you know, I
no,
could
it's,
be going
it's,
on the cheap streets.
It's, what do you, what does that mean?
But I'm going, frugality is going to be my new word until.
Okay.
Until everything settles.
Until the to the
another thing I can't discuss.
In business? Okay.
I could discuss
no,
it in business.
No,
anybody want it
nope,
to predict?
Nope. So the boba place. Maybe we need to do a Culture Club HGX boba tasting.
Live yeah. from downstairs.
Live yeah. from the new boba place down. First of all, the name boba is just, they have to do something different.
No, but
no,
well,
that's
boba,
boba
is the name of it. It's been boba for 20 years. How have
that's
you not
that long.
There's a place, yeah, they're the tea shop. You know, the tea
I know,
shop
but why can't
you
rebrand
see?
It? Anyway,
because that's what it's called.
Is yeah. that the proper name?
That's the proper
yeah, that's
name
the proper name. Boba.
Tapioca balls.
According to the people who made
according
it.
To the boba.
According to the boba people.
Okay, so now we're. According to the Boba Committee. Federal Grill just opened up a new location right by my house on Mid Lane.
Oh, fabulous.
Did I tell you what I did one morning?
I'm that like is great.
Trooping by Federal on my Grill. Walk, and I'm like, hi. Like, open on the door.
Which place?
On Mid.
In the center where Louise Nichols was? Is that where it is?
It's in that location, yeah.
Oh, hot
dog. And it opened, I think, today, or maybe it opens tomorrow.
Oh, we have to go. Thank you, Federal Grill. They're huge supporters of Men Wear Pink.
Yeah, and have been Matt and I used to be in this group together, so Matt, the owner, is pretty awesome. So anyway, we got to go check that out. All right, so I don't think we have any more business stories. So we do have a lot to talk about in community, so
we'll
take
back.
A break and get ready for that. Bye.
We going to Rodeo, Dollar Valentino. We going to hit Pico, take you where I'm from.
At Culture Club HTX, you know we want you to stay fabulous, which is why we've teamed up with Dr. Michael J. Streitman at Westlake Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Streitman prides himself on delivering the gold standard of care to his clients. He's board certified and performs surgery in the private surgical suite at Westlake, as well as provides non-invasive services like Botox and fillers. If you're ready to receive the gold standard of care, make an appointment with Dr. Streitman today at westlakedermatology.com. And be sure to mention that Culture Club HTX sent you for a special treat.
It's Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Robert-Shriver.
And we're back.
The bracketologist is winning over here.
I am Lisa Holland-Nelson, Bowman Lombardi, fashionista, bio babe, bracketologist, official, and Coach Nelson, the greatest football coach who's never walked a sideline. But I'm available, D'Amico, in case you need my help.
You keep saying you never walk. I'm like, you need to change that.
Well, I've been down there, but I've never been officially telling them what to do.
You've never been officially. You've been like that person sneaking on the sideline.
My friend Rick Smith, whom everyone knows what I think of Rick Smith,
Mr. Delicious,
knows that our beloved, you know, the late Jamie Roots used to let me text him when he was on the sideline. And I would text him sometimes from the stands and sometimes from at home. But it was generally some WTFs. So it wasn't any good coaching.
You said, give me the deets. You didn't say that.
Yeah. No, I said, what's going on? Anyway, back to that. I'm here with...
Community.
We're in community, but who are you?
Siobhana Robert-Shriver, the other half of Culture Club HTX. The executive producer, co-founder, eighth wonder of the world, parliamentarian.
So we have
calm
a lot of...
Yes, soul.
Very calm, which I've not been so far, but I promise I will calm down. I'm so excited about this particular segment today. We have a lot to get to in community. We're going to honor the decade by decade of what we celebrated on March 8th, International Women's
which
Day.
Which is also SRS Day. 8th of every month.
Yeah, the 8th of every month. We only have 3 more months, and guess what?
What?
You turn 45.
Wow. Can you believe it?
I mean, it's a milestone birthday.
But can you
better
even
be
believe
prepared.
It? Prepare for what?
God knows. I'm telling my magical here. June 8th is a day.
Wow, what's going to happen? Is it D-Day?
You'll be 45.
I know, but what's going to happen?
I don't know. I'm just, you're crossing a barrier, in my opinion.
I know. I feel like I'm in motion.
You are you're always in motion.
You're the barrier.
For this most still person I know, you're always in motion. However, International Women's Day honors women's achievements globally while pushing for equality, rooted in early 20th century labor and suffrage movements. It officially recognized by the UN since 1977 and a public holiday in over 25 countries except here, with unique twists everywhere. I mean, the origin, it was sparked by U.S. socialists in 1909. Mm-hmm. National Women's Day. Claire Zetkin formalized it at the 1910 Copenhagen Conference for Worldwide Suffrage and Rights. Over 1 million joined the first global event
impressive.
In 1911. That is very impressive. First observed on March 8th in 1914, Germany. On a Sunday, tied to strikes like the 1917 Russian protests that helped spark the revolution. The UN role was established when the UN designated 1975 as International Women's Year, making March 8th official. Official themes to evolve yearly. And I just want to say,
what?
I'm going to do a tiny shout out to my new friend, Erica Ponder, who's the managing editor of Houston Business Journal and just... a terrific young woman and young, mm-hmm. way younger than you.
A magical. Youngster.
She is young, but yesterday I met her for coffee and we were talking and I was kind of telling my life story, which has a whole lot to do with, yes, in okay. 15 minutes, with March 8th, 1975. The International Year of the Woman uh-huh. raised my conscience and I decided to no longer be a housewife and try to be as important as my first husband.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. So, I mean, seriously,
what
that is
what
happened.
Do you remember what you did?
Well, first I got divorced. And
first, I didn't have a husband anymore.
And then I got a career. I got a career. Honey. Like, by accident, I got in the jewelry business. And that led me to a fashion career.
You know what I'm
career.
Hearing? I'm working 9 to 5.
I mean, 1975, I started kind of working. And January of 77, I went to work for Neiman Marcus as a buyer. And didn't look back until 2002. So that's like 25 years, right? I think in the fashion business.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And home for a year, figuring life out. And now 24 years in digital marketing. Oh my God, how did that happen?
Hey, it happened.
I mean, like, so, whatever. Anyway,
there are all kinds of milestones that have happened decade by decade. And when, so let's, do you want to go through all of them?
Well, let's
what are
talk
the highlights?
About the 1930s, Amelia Earhart's solo Atlantic
flight.
That was huge.
Frances
Perkins becoming the first female cabinet secretary. Mm-hmm. Big deal.
Well, here's the other one. In 1940, Rosie the Riveter era, 18 million women entered the workforce because of the war, right?
Right.
And to help the country produce all the things that were needed to fight and win the war. And then Eleanor Roosevelt pushes for the UN Human Rights, 1945 through 52.
We are going to do these because 1950s, Rosa Parks sparks Montgomery bus boycott. Mm-hmm. Man, that doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
It wasn't.
But then the birth control pill was tested in the 1950s. That's amazing.
That's a big deal. Equal Pay Act, 1963. Wow. Title VII, which banned job discrimination, was in 1964.
Wow. And Title IX, Education Equality, 1972. Roe versus Wade, Abortion Rights, 1973. And the first Women's History Week was 1978, and again,
that
the first
that long ago.
U.S. designated International Women's Year was 1975.
And then Sandra Day O'Connor was the first Supreme Court Justice of the U.S., which was 1981.
Family Medical Leave Act, and Madeleine in 1993, and Madeleine Albright, the first female Secretary of State in 1997.
Nancy Pelosi, first female speaker. This was really not that long ago.
No, this really, 18 years, nothing, 17.
That's like nothing.
19. Combat ban, let's see. Lilly Ledbetter, Fair Pay Act, 2009.
Not that long ago.
First female vice president nominee. That's not true. It says 2016, but what was her name? God, it was in the 80s. Who was? Geraldine, what was Ferrara, was the vice president nominee.
Who was the president that she was?
I can't remember who the nominee was.
Oh, look at that. Right on target. Maybe this person's going to tell us.
No, spam.
And then Kamala Harris was the first female VP in 2021. And then, unfortunately, Roe versus Wade was overturned in 2022. So what is important about all this? Number one, it wasn't that long ago when you really think about it.
Oh, very much not.
And I think that is...
100 years.
Yeah, and I think that this is why sometimes when it feels like, you know, are we still, you know, trying to make sure that people know that women equal citizens? Yes.
Yeah. We still are because
it's not
trying to take our rights away.
Well, and it wasn't that long ago.
Turning over Roe v. Wade, the whole book ban thing. I mean,
yeah, it just wasn't that long ago. I think that's the thing because I think people forget that means that people who are alive and you know, potentially still making rules and whatnot now are of a mind that women are second class.
Well,
citizens.
Women still earn 84 cents on every dollar a male earns.
And that was according to 2025 data.
I know. And 27% of Congress is women versus 51% of the population.
Huh. No, thank you, magical. Boo.
You know, violence, especially and domestic violence and domestic burdens are higher for women.
You know what I think it is? Let me just tell you the truth. Mm. I thought about this the other day randomly. I think the truth is, magical, we love you, but other than you and a few others, I think that the reason that there's such a push against women being on par and having parity with men is because in many ways we are more efficient and more effective. And so if we were to be on par, then a lot of men that are in positions now wouldn't be.
But yeah. How would men feel about being a wife? I think a lot of them would be. Oh, I think a lot would, though.
You think?
Oh,
no,
I think
they would in their soul, but I think socially, because of the construct, they can't admit that. I think you're right. I think they would be.
No,
but I think socially they'd feel weird.
In many cases, dads are really nurturing. I mean, really.
You know what?
Nurturing.
I heard a report that said, actually, this is really good. They said that when you think about, you know, parental leave for mm-hmm. children, mm-hmm. that it makes sense for the mom to get it in the beginning. And then
delivering.
Yeah. Well, but then why not have the dad get it? But maybe when the kid's like 13, because turns out dads do better with like the older kids mm-hmm. through preteens than moms. So see, I didn't know that. And this is like actual research.
Well, I couldn't, you know, everyone knows I think my family is amazing. But my son-in-law, he is just a rock star as a dad. And he's a girl dad of mm-hmm. three of them. And they're 10, 7, and almost 4. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like they're the same age by any means. Mm-hmm. They're 3 or 4 years apart. And I don't know. I'm sure my daughter could be that. I mean, she's a great mom. And granted, he gets the skis and all, you know, all mm-hmm. the things. But he is so great.
Mm-hmm.
He's so great.
Yeah. So do you think he would? But okay, with that being said, though, do you think he'd be okay being a house husband and a stay-at-home dad?
So interestingly, I think he's one of those people that was brought up with huge high expectations.
Yeah, you're not answering
so
my
I
question.
Think,
yes
no,
or no,
I'm going to answer because I think he probably would love it, to tell you the truth. But I don't know how he would let go.
This is what I meant. This is what I just
expected.
Said. Socially,
yeah, so it's the same thing.
Said, yeah.
But if he hadn't had that, yeah, he would be
magical.
Fabulous.
How you feel?
Well, you're a man
in the room. Okay. Talk to us.
Well, this is kind of an aside to that, but I feel like it's important. We still need men to step up in the household
yes.
in terms of I grew up in a single parent household. Mm-hmm. My mom grew up in that. My grandfather was around for her, but he wasn't
active. Yeah.
Her main memory is him being at the table and reading his newspaper and like just staying like that. Yeah. He'd always be outside, never really interacting in that mm-hmm. way. Mm-hmm. And then mine, I just grew up without mm-hmm. him being present.
Yeah.
So it's just, we still need men to step up.
Yeah.
And a lot of them don't, I don't know. There's a lot of reasons for
yeah.
that. But then you go, what you mentioned earlier about the construct, and there's so much noise now, especially
noise.
With social media. And there's a documentary
Manosphere.
Called the Manosphere that really mm-hmm. kind of delves into this insane look that men go about and, mm-hmm. and ideas that men have. And I mean, I see it with like a colleague like Shalice Williams or some mm-hmm. of these others mm-hmm. that are women that are experts in whatever they are.
Yep.
And what do you see in the comments? Show this. What are you doing? You know, it's never about the content. It's about their looks or this or shut up and go to the kitchen or, you know, it's just negative content or negative.
But I think, you know, I hear you, and I continue to believe that, because someone told me this and she's so wise and right, all bad behavior stems from fear and insecurity. So mm-hmm. anyone who says any of those things you just said, there's something inside. But the problem is there's a space that people can like vent that out.
And yeah, now there's spaces where
yes.
they propagate, you know what I mean? Like it really festers because they're almost like. Social media has been designed to where you're in an echo chamber.
Yeah, and you can find anybody that is in, like, even the one other human in the world that's mm-hmm. into your thing.
Mm-hmm.
So Dr. Shriman, who will be on with us in a couple weeks, he was, like, rattling off some stats the last time I saw him about this topic. So I told him, I was like, we're going to talk about it on the show. We're going to talk about beyond.
Yeah,
because, I mean, he's a man with 5 kids, some sons.
And actually mm-hmm. stepped away for a while, which I didn't know. Marla mm. told me,
mm.
you know, that he and his wife went out to, where were they? They have a...
Oh, yeah. They
yeah.
moved. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And came back, yeah.
He left and came back.
Yeah. So it's just interesting. It's interesting, but we'll talk more with him, but we'll continue this conversation. But the point is around Women's History Month, which is still going on right now. This is why it's important to keep talking about it, to keep amplifying the voices of women, the stories of women, and magical to the point that you made, for men to understand, like, it doesn't take anything away from a guy to amplify the voice of a woman. Like, it doesn't take anything away.
Doesn't Good. Take anything. And if anything, like, I've gotten joy about, like, pushing people.
Yeah.
Because more often than not, I don't think like, I'm not going to think the same way that you or you do. I want to hear those other voices because they can bring perspective that I never even considered.
This is why you're smart. So. This is why you're magical. This is the thing.
It's magical. No, but you have to have diverse voices, different perspectives. Otherwise, you like don't learn.
Again,
anything.
You're in that echo chamber.
Yeah, you don't learn.
Well, and the whole point of not learning, you just die.
Well, it's like, I told a man once who said, "Well, I don't feel like I didn't learn anything." I was like, "So what you're saying is that you know everything?" And then they just blank stared at me, and I was like, "Exactly." Anyway, all right. So the other thing we're going to talk about in community. Is
the Harris County Education Foundation
luncheon,
which is
Wednesday.
What's the cool name of it? It has a cool name.
From backpacks to briefcases.
That's so cool. And it's Wednesday, May 13th, 2026, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Junior League of Houston. And you can purchase tickets at, get this, hcde-texas.org/heart. I don't know if you hear that or not, but go to Harris County Department of Education and you'll find events.
And buy a ticket.
We are
the chairs and the MC, so yeah, you'll and get we're, to hear our we're lovely be great. Voices. We're going to be great.
We are going to be. We are already great, but we're going to be really great.
We're going to be super great. All right, we need to take a break. We got the fickle finger.
It's coming.
He already gave it to us.
I know, the fickle finger fashion, fitness, and wellness.
Okay.
We'll be back. Our pop question.
Oh, God.
We'll be back. Bye. Do you love listening to Siobhana and me talk about all the things every Sunday here? Do you ever wish you could see what we're laughing about so much? Especially what Magical's laughing about? You're in luck. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and see the fun clips and outtakes from the show, as well as our super special series, Friends by the Fireplace, that we release every Friday. Finding us on YouTube is easy breezy. Type Culture Club HTX and voila, you're in.
This is Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Siobhana Robert Schreiber.
I'm doing a bebop.
We're bebopping here, and we're back.
You know what a bebop is?
I'm Lisa.
Is? You know
a bebop?
No, I don't. What is it? I know. I'm going to do it magically. I lose my touch.
Bop. Oh, you do it with your mouth?
There you go.
Oh. She's spitting on the mic.
Wait a minute. Is this what happens when you almost start 45? Oh, my God. I don't know how to do it anymore.
Thank God I'm past that.
We forgot to tell you, you lose your beatbox skills.
What happened? Magical. Do you see? I'm struggling.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN Radio 97.5 or Spotify or YouTube. I'm just letting you know because we've just gone on without introducing ourselves.
Okay. And so who are you? Thank you, lovely.
Lisa Holland.
Are you the parliamentarian now?
No, maybe.
Oh, please.
I'm not even interested in being parliamentarian.
Okay, keep going. Who are you?
I want to entertain you enough that you don't misbehave.
Oh, God.
Lisa Holland Nelson, Bowman Lombardi, fashionista, bio babe, bracketologist for a little bit longer, and Coach Nelson, the greatest football coach who's never walked a sideline. And here with my beautiful co-host, just take it away.
Siobhana Robert Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, the executive producer, the eighth wonder of the world, former beatboxer who's lost her touch.
It's called beatboxing?
Boxing.
Oh, I thought you were bebopping.
I know what you were doing. And not the problem
here in
this
segment.
How to do it. Bebopping?
You know, millennials don't know everything.
Bebopping is like dancing. That's like bebopping around.
Yeah,
but not beatboxing is
beatboxing.
Like beat, because like, you're like making beats on the table, somebody, and then you're going, but not like
spitting.
Magical.
She's
Stop
spitting.
Laughing at me. Anyway,
spitting over
I'm not
here.
Spitting.
Yeah, you are.
Shut up. I have my hands.
I got to spray that later.
Anyway, what segment are we in? Get on with the people.
We are in fashion, fitness, wellness, and we've got two great stories to share. However, first, we have been contemplating something so interesting.
Lord, I don't know what she's about to say. What are you about to say?
So I had a conversation with a dear friend a couple of weeks ago.
You
do know it. And then with a group at a birthday lunch for me. And we haven't actually gotten to a conclusion. So we're interested in what you think.
We did get to a conclusion.
Well, I have a conclusion, but I don't know that it was universal.
Okay.
Can you have more than one love of your life is the question.
I said yes.
Me too. But I know people who said absolutely not.
But
so if you have a feeling on loves of your life and what the qualifications are.
Can you weigh in on this?
I think you can.
Of course.
I think you can.
Reasonable people say yes. Yeah.
I think you have the love of your life at the time. I've had six. I know I've had six.
And counting.
Well,
you don't know.
I don't know. I'm willing to say I don't
know. You don't know.
Probably not, but I do not know. She thinks one's in lying in wait.
Because this is what I think. This is what I think. Okay, so I agree with the overall notion that you can have more, 100%. Because I think this notion that there's one person is fantasy land, make-believe, and it's silly. Because that's just like you change, you evolve, what you like. I mean, so anyway. I also think that sometimes you get connected with the person. You get connected with the person and you're just maybe friends. Mm-hmm. And then you grow in your affection for them and then you do love them and like want to do everything with them. You know what I mean? So I think that, yeah. And I think it's not like all this just butterflies and passion. I think that's the thing. I think people get confused.
Yeah, I've definitely had six butterflies and passion.
Well, but maybe that's like what that, it was. Though. But you're kind of like that, though. You know, you're like, it's one. You love everybody almost, right? You're always like, I love them. Like, I don't even know these people. You do. You're like, I just love feeling them. Like, I'm like, I don't even know them. I met them one time. She met them twice and she loves them because they're cute. Whatever. Point is,
I think, do like cute.
Exactly. This is why I'm like, this makes sense. Anyway, I think the answer is yes. And I think, why do we want to limit it to one? That's ego talking. Like, why should it just be one? Why
can't it be painful?
Multiple? Yeah, like why can't it be many and multiple and, short, long, whatever? Why? Okay.
All right.
Six?
Well, so far, six so far. But that's starting at 16, basically. You know, it's been a few years.
Now, let me add.
Okay.
If you've had six in like a month, that might be a problem. That would be.
Oh, somebody did say this. No, somebody did say this at the lunch. Well, I do believe that you can have two at the same time. Mm. And they went on to explain. And actually, it made sense in that moment. I was like, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I can't really see that.
A little dicey. But okay, yeah. This was my.
Well, I think maybe there's one you never let go of, even though you don't see him anymore. So, and then there's a new one.
So
that's two.
Just turns out I've been doing a devotional this last like 20 days on the different types of love. And so what I say to people is you have the same heart. There's one heart in there, right? There's one mind. So here's the point. It's like people say, oh, you can't. I'm like, you have two kids. You say you love them the same. So are you lying about the kids? If not, then it is possible that your one
without
heart
a doubt.
is big enough to love two humans.
Yeah. Like, anybody who has children and especially grandchildren, the one thing that you just can't even imagine is that you could love them all the same.
But then
you
do.
And it's some different in a sense, but it's the same level.
Exactly.
Maybe different engagements or whatever, but man, you don't love any one of them more than the other one.
Hello.
Yeah, you don't.
Hello. Cause
that's or less.
Because your heart expands.
I think
our notion of love in our culture is that it's this constrictive, it only be one, and it's all ego driven and nonsense. Our hearts can handle a lot more than we think, and they expand, just like you said with the grandkids.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now that we're in fashion, fitness, wellness, and we've gotten over the love, Magical, I feel like you have something to say.
Oh, I love you guys.
Magical. We love you. 100 episodes later.
Okay, so let's talk about Saks.
Oh, geez. Saks Global shut 15 more stores in their bankruptcy overhaul. Saks Global, parent of Saks Fifth Avenue, Neiman Marcus, and Bergdorf Goodman, will close 12 Saks Fifth Avenue and 3 Neiman Marcus stores by the end of May.
A couple more months.
Leaving 13 Saks and 32 Neiman Marcus locations nationwide. Interesting. It looks like they're the Houston impact. Saks Fifth Avenue San Antonio is closing. Mm-hmm. That supposedly store was doing great. No Houston Saks. I don't know. I really don't know. No Houston Saks locations affected. Timeline, 15 stores through May 26. You know, it's interesting because I don't know if they just had more Saks stores, which they really didn't. No, it looks like they're going for the Neiman's brand.
Yeah, I think, I think it's some consolidation happening here. And so what's interesting is that people are saying that is this, you know, the speculation is this an end to luxury department stores? What do you think, Leslie?
I don't think so because I think that they've been ending since I've been in the business.
No job,
so it's
right?
at this point 50 years.
Yeah.
And probably before. But I will say that what a luxury department store has to be is a different thing than it was. Mm. And I think you can walk into luxury department stores, and if they're not welcoming, mm-hmm. almost have an area that feels like a salon that yes. you can hang out in.
Yep.
Really great merchandise, really great merchandise and great presentation mm-hmm. and good looking, updated spaces. Mm-hmm. People mm-hmm. are not going to walk into a sad looking store.
That's right.
With
That's
merchandise dark. On the floor mm-hmm. and certainly not in the luxury space.
That's right.
But there's still lots of people who like being petted, fussed over, all the things petted. That you get at Neiman Marcus.
Petted, that's funny.
But at the same time.
Exactly, magical.
That I don't feel that Tootsie's is an antithesis to Saks and Neiman's. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But the size of it and the emotional things you feel when
like
you walk in.
It feels like it's a department in a department store.
It's, well, Tootsie's yes, almost. It could be, but it's
like, it feels very intimate.
Uh-huh. And they figured out how to play on that.
Yeah.
And congratulations to you, Tootsie's. And I know that all this rumblings and stuff that's going on with Saks and Neiman's has been very beneficial to them. But it's been beneficial to them because they had great merchandise. They have great mm-hmm. people working mm-hmm. for them. Their presentation is great. Mm-hmm. You can walk in there and feel like you can hang out.
Yeah.
You know everybody. It's fun.
So here's the other thing I'm wondering now that you're walking us through that. I'm also wondering if it wouldn't be a good time for those that are in the luxury retail space to start to rethink how they connect with their customers beyond that in-store experience. In-store, of course. But
well, I think everybody's that. Online. I don't think there's anyone not
no,
online.
No, but I mean, when I say connect, I don't mean like...
You mean what they do to
Yeah, like actually connect. Like, do you send a handwritten card? Do you? I mean, just like those little bitty things that go a long way, that make people remember who you are.
Well, the whole trick to Neiman's and Saks was always the call customers.
Yeah.
I mean they called people.
Yeah,
they called people. Annoyed the hell out of me, but I'm not a normal
What's the
customer.
Name of the store, Leon? What is it, the cashmere store that's an ROD? It's L and a P. Oh, Liana.
Oh, Laura Piana.
Laura Piana. So I walk in there when they first open, meet some salesperson.
Isn't it closed?
No, it's open.
Oh, I thought
yeah,
it was
it's right. It's right by Toulouse.
Okay.
Meet some salesperson.
Good. I'm glad you're still open.
And then, like, you know, she says, oh, well, let me get your phone number. She gave me this book of scarves so I could decide which one I wanted, blah, 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 blah. And every once in a while, she'll text me because we were talking about handbags.
Yeah.
So she knows I like handbags. So she'll text me a handbag and, like, I don't even know her name. That's not the point. The
right.
point is
that
personal
that
touch. Yeah just kind of stay. And it's not pushy. It's not, you know, anything crazy, but I think things like that, like staying mm-hmm. connected mm-hmm. with the customer, I think goes a long way, further than people think. All right, so what do you think about the group fit, is how we're going to pronounce this? Group fit, the gray outfits?
Oh, group fits is
yeah,
what it is.
Yeah, group fits, what do you think about that? Gray's not even a color I consider, so I don't think about that. But what do you think, Lovely?
I think exactly what they said, colorless ensembles. I mean, they're safe. Particularly tailored gray suits. I love gray, so that you, for
you,
me,
I've never seen this woman in gray.
You
ever.
Have. You just don't notice it because it's charcoal usually.
What?
Okay, but I do love gray.
I notice everything. What gray do you have?
I have pinstripe suits. I may not have worn them
exactly.
Recently.
100 episodes later.
Gray leather accessories.
She doesn't wear gray.
Hat. Why gray? Moody, heritage stage. I don't know what. You know, I can't even answer this. I'm not sure people are even thinking anymore. I really mean it. I know that's
summation
terrible.
Point. I'm not sure people are even
well.
Thinking.
Well,
man, sister, I can vouch for that. Yeah,
for
you're right.
The whole designer thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I think accessories have taken over hugely.
Yeah.
I mean, scarf
Did they ever
draping.
Go away?
No,
I mean,
they
know,
didn't.
Louis
but right
here.
Now, who Louis, cares about
Louis coming with? Yeah, he's like my mascot.
Yeah, I know, but yeah. He needs a little black ground to be under him.
No,
this hardly see.
I know I can't see him, but you know that's how you know I love him.
Okay,
even if you can't see him. Keep
anyway,
going.
No, just it's an anti-color counterpoint. You know, whatever. New York Fashion Week had neons. You know, London Fashion Week had pastels.
Now, gray and neon could be okay done tastefully.
Gray and pastels, pretty
can be okay done tastefully. I've seen that work, but in general, I don't.
It's
I don't
just
know anybody
supposedly
who has a wardrobe
signaling
filled
a bright
with
gray. Color fatigue. But hey, I'm fatigued at everything, you know, on a basis. You know, what goes around comes around. I've said this 100 times.
Remember merry-go-round? We talked about that.
Yeah, but what? Yeah. But seriously, your palate and your sense of color and what color pleases you absolutely is a circle.
Well,
and it keeps moving around.
I would say perhaps it's a circle about what pleases you, but what doesn't keep moving is what looks good on you. So what I think people should focus on is what looks good on you, not just what's on trend. Because not everything that's on trend looks good on everyone as far as colors go.
Especially
and
as
some
you
people
age.
Get all weird, and I'm like, no, 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 no. I know that pastels are in, but you look dead.
Well, how about the summer, winter, fall, whatever the colors?
But you know
you're
what
a
that
summer.
Means.
Bull.
Just saying, like, there. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
Why?
Okay, so we're gonna take. You know what? This is the end of the show. This we have come to
You'll
the end
the there,
of
right?
the show. Magical can hang with us right up until the point that the profanity. See, this is why you need a parliamentarian. You're like, oh,
for
I would
my
never
profanity
go.
Yes! It's so much.
You're like, I would never go. And no, it's not so much as. But when it does happen, it's like FCC is sending us an email right now. All right, lovely. What do we want people to do other than? Answer the FCC after you just dropped
it. We want you to be elegant.
Be bold. You don't need any more boldness. So be elegant. Stay fit.
Stay focused.
And stay fabulous.
Stay fabulous. Stay fabulous. And don't forget that.
And
take
don't say
care of yourself
while you're on
thing.
Air.
And we love you. And thank you.
See?
Thank
See?
You for
she
giving
loves everybody.
Us 100 episodes.
She loves everybody. You don't even know we. Who are you talking to? The people?
I hope this is on YouTube.
But who are these? Who you just love everybody who sees it?
I love everyone.
As I said earlier. Anyway, we'll see you next week. Bye. At Culture Club HTX, you know we want you to stay fabulous, which is why we've teamed up with Dr. Michael J. Streitman at Westlake Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Streitman prides himself on delivering the gold standard of care to his clients. He's board certified and performs surgery in the private surgical suite at Westlake, as well as provides non-invasive services like Botox and fillers. If you're ready to receive the gold standard of care, make an appointment with Dr. Streitman today at westlakedermatology.com. And be sure to mention that Culture Club HTX sent you for a special treat.